The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
She's got the news. She talks with newsmakers. She encourages us to laugh, and she cries with us. Speaking truth to power and questioning authority daily, it's the Nicole Sandler Show.
All right, welcome to it. It's Tuesday. Nicole Sandler here, and because it's Tuesday, that means Gotta Laugh joins us today. Lots to talk about. You know, what a difference a president makes. You know, right now, we are being bombarded with information. There is so much going on, but I don't feel overly stressed by it. I don't feel overwhelmed by it. As I did, think back to those first, sorry, I hate to do this to you, but the first 100 days of the Trump administration, and the sense of just a nonstop barrage of shit was just overwhelming. Well, now there's so much going on. There's a flurry of activity, but somehow it's not stressing me out the way 4 years ago did. Number one, because I believe that for the most part, Biden has surrounded himself with pros, with people who know what the hell they're doing. So, there's just a lot going on. And you know, first of all, What's News, which I produce every morning, is there. It's anywhere from 6 minutes to today. The long version is 8 minutes long of news. And I don't usually air it during this show, mostly because we only have an hour together and there's a lot going on. And it runs throughout the day on the Progressive Voices Network, but it's also available as a podcast and it's free. So if you subscribe to the Nicole Sandler Show, you also get What's News. You get two, count them, two episodes a day. You get What's News delivered usually in the morning. And then the show, which we're live from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, and the podcast is usually up by 6:37 at the latest. So, again, this show is not behind a paywall. I come from radio. I started in radio in 1979. So I've been at it for a long time. And I'm sorry, radio is free. There's two kinds of radio. There's commercial radio and then there's public radio. And I actually started in public radio and it was non-commercial, but the public radio is sustained by listener donations. And that's the model I work under. So many people are still struggling, whether it be from the 2008 financial crisis, that's the boat I'm in, or, you know, the Trump years or COVID or whatever the cause is. We have a lot of people who are struggling financially. And frankly, I don't think you should be forced to pay for a radio show. And I still consider this a radio show. Yes, I'm old school. Because I'm old. What can I tell you? So, the show is open. Let everybody you know, people you think might appreciate what we do here. Have at it. And hopefully enough people who enjoy the show are in a position to make either a one-time or an ongoing monthly donation to keep us going. And those who can't afford it, that's okay. That's the reason the show is not behind a paywall. I can't afford to pay for podcasts that I want to listen to. So anyway, that's how we work around here. So What's News is there. But I get up in the morning. If I'm not already up by 6 o'clock, Jackson makes sure I am. Feed him, pour myself a massive cup of coffee. Once, you know, we get the morning stuff done, then I come in here in my studio. I guess it's one of the benefits of working from home and having a home studio. And I start reading and going through the news and I assemble this 6-minute newscast for the Progressive Voices Network. But it's sort of the basis of the day's show because I get all the materials together. And like I said, for Progressive Voices, I need a 6-minute newscast. Most days, there's much more than 6 minutes worth of news. So that's what I podcast out. Not the Progressive Voices 6-minute version, but the extended version. So there's more. But then I have to put it to bed at some point. Some days it's later than others because I get distracted. That's my ADD talking here. But then, you know, I go into show prep mode and more stuff keeps happening. So I have a whole, I could probably do another whole What's News episode. So let me bring you up to date on what's going on right now. Joe Biden is probably still speaking. He began talking. Oh, he just finished. He's just walking away. So Joe Biden started speaking a little while ago about upping the number of vaccine doses that the government is purchasing. He says they will buy 200 million more doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, bringing the total to 600 million, enough to vaccinate 300 million people. Those will be delivered by this summer, he says. Now, the reason we're in this position to begin with, a shortage, a severe shortage of vaccines to distribute, is because Donald Trump was in the White House, because he balked at buying more doses. He's like, nah, we're good for now. He purchased, did an original purchase order of, I don't know how many, but not enough. And then said, no, we're good. So Pfizer and Moderna made deals with other countries on the planet who also want the vaccine. And then we were short. You know, the sniping at Joe Biden because things aren't humming smoothly yet are just, you know, I shouldn't be surprised. This is how Republicans operate. They had 4 years with an imbecile in office, and they're like, oh, he's learning. He's new. Joe Biden gets in. After 24 hours, Sean Insanity on Fox was saying, Biden's getting off to having a really bad first week. It was his first day. It's just astounding. But this is life in America. There's so much to talk about. I'm saving a lot of it for when Laffy gets here. But let me tell you some of the other breaking news. Anthony Blinken was confirmed as Secretary of State today. He will take over, thank God, because anybody's going to be better than Mike Pompeo. The vote was 78-22, which qualifies as bipartisan. But those 22 no votes, every single one of them was Republican. Not that you'd expect anything different. I'm just pointing out the obvious. Alejandro Mayorkas is the nominee for Department of Homeland Security Secretary. He was reported out of committee on a 7-4 vote. So then he goes before the full Senate. Joe Biden today signed 4 executive actions to advance racial equity in the United States. Among those, combating housing discrimination, mitigating xenophobia against Asian Americans. I understand, well, I couldn't find all the details, but there was another one on revoking that bullshit 1776 project that Trump put out just days before he finally left the White House. So that happened today. Something else happened in the Senate, where the senators were all sworn in as jury members because they will all sit on the jury for the impeachment trial, the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump. Something just makes no sense, though. Lindsey Graham, for instance, should have been disqualified, should have said, sorry, voir dire, you don't qualify to sit on the jury because you've been advising the defendant on his defense strategy. Lindsey Graham is the one who found a lawyer, a defense lawyer, because nobody, no legitimate lawyer in D.C. would take the case for a number of reasons. One is that they know he's guilty. And two is that Donald Trump doesn't pay his bills. Seriously, he doesn't pay his bills. So people are going, fuck that. I'm not doing this. But so while all that's going on, Rand Paul forced a vote on the constitutionality of the impeachment process. So basically, he was saying because Donald Trump is no longer in office, there's no point in impeaching him. It's a moot point, just like the Supreme Court said yesterday regarding the emoluments lawsuits, the emoluments violation charges against him, which is really fucked up. Because what they're saying is, Oh, well, any president in the last few months of his or her term can do whatever the fuck they want. And there's no way we will hold them accountable, because once they're out of office, they're off scot-free. That's what the Supreme Court said yesterday. Yeah, we're fucked. Not in a good way. So today, all but five Republicans in the Senate voted with Rand Paul, saying that there should be no impeachment trial because, you know, Donald Trump's no longer in office. Unbelievable. But there are five. They would be Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Pat Toomey, who voted with all the Democrats to table Rand Paul's point of order. My question is, where was Rob Portman? Rob Portman, senator from Ohio, who announced he's not running again. I thought that was so he could vote his conscience and not worry about his political future. But I guess that's not the case either. Joe Biden spoke with Vladimir Putin today, and they discussed a number of topics. Let's see. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, said they spoke about Ukrainian sovereignty, the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, the opposition leader in Russia, reports of Russian bounties on U.S. troops in Afghanistan, something that Donald Trump never broached with him, and interference in the elections. Jen Psaki said, quote, his intention was also to make clear that the United States will act firmly in our defense of our national interests in response to malign actions by Russia. Okay, good. I would have loved to have been a fly on that phone call to hear his response, because for the last 4 years, Putin has had a puppet in the White House. No puppet, no more. We learned today from the Washington Post that the commanding general of the District of Columbia National Guard, his name is Major General William J. Walker, said that on January 6th, the day of the riots, the Pentagon essentially took the power that local commanders typically have to take military action on their own to save lives or prevent significant property damage in an urgent situation when there isn't enough time to obtain approval from headquarters. Well, Major General William Walker said he didn't have that power on January 6th because the Pentagon and other authorities took that power away from him ahead of that pro-Trump rally on January 6th. That meant he couldn't immediately roll out troops when he received a panic phone call from the Capitol police chief warning that rioters were about to enter the U.S. Capitol. So they are set to brief the House Appropriations Committee sometime today behind closed doors about those events. And when you hear that, and then you look at the Senate and you think all but five Republicans said that they shouldn't go ahead with this trial, I'm stunned. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I am stunned and disgusted. The Republican Party needs to go down in flames. I hope Donald Trump for once was telling the truth when he threatened to form his new Patriot Party. Call it whatever the fuck you want. Call it the Trumpeters. I don't care. But go ahead, split the Republican Party in two, make them become something else, because they are worthless. And I have more along these lines, but I'm going to wait till Gotta Laugh gets here, because we talked about it earlier, and I know she's got some to add to it. But today's Republican Party, in the wake of Trump, is even more batshit crazy than they were before. And it's really sad. And it's frightening. It's frightening. All right. Again, it is Tuesday. Laffy's here. Let's do this. We'll do a if this works, because I forgot to get it all set up. Oh, I hate when I do this. Yeah, we are streaming, of course, from NicoleSandler.com. That's our home base. And we're on YouTube and Periscope and Twitch and Facebook Live. I forget sometimes. And but also, you know, our flagship station is the Progressive Voices Network. So we're going to take a quick break there, if this works, Are you going to work? And then come back with Gotta Laugh. So don't go away. Here we go. And I'm always, okay. No, it didn't go. All right, didn't work. No, it didn't work. So no commercials today, gang, because I forgot to set that up. And I test this triggering system every day. And, you know, the days that I forget to do it, I forget to do it. All right. Well, so be it. I'll tell you what, since we're all here, I'm going to share something very quick with you that's really funny. So you may recall a few weeks ago, we met a man named Bruce W. Nelson. I was convinced that Bruce W. Nelson was Jeff Daniels. And if you're watching on video, you'll see why in a minute. He looks like him. He sounds like him. He has the same sibilant S as Jeff Daniels has. And he does this character, Mangy... I'm forgetting his last name. Whatever. Mangy something. And he sings these songs. Now, in real life, Bruce W. Nelson is a retired music teacher, I believe, and he's brilliant, and he does one or two of these song videos every day. So this is really quick. We know that Dr. Fauci has been liberated, right? That now he's going out, he's speaking his truth, he's talking, and for instance, he was on with Rachel Maddow, I think last night or the night before. Well, this happened. Rachel asked him about his thoughts when Donald Trump suggested that we ingest bleach and somehow, I guess, shove a UV light up our asses to get the UV light inside our bodies. What his reaction was at the moment.
Right. And that obviously is what happened. I mean, we heard it, right? There was the ingesting bleach. I mean,
this isn't the Rachel. This is a different interview.
That one was just,
right.
That one was just beyond the pale. I mean, can I just ask you, when he said that, I mean, Dr. Birx obviously had the unfortunate, she was unfortunately there. What went through your mind when he said that?
I just said, oh my goodness gracious, I could just see what's going to happen. You're going to have people who hear that from the president are going to start doing dangerous and foolish things, which is the reason why immediately those of us who were not there said, this is something you should not do. Be very explicit. The CDC came out, I think, the next day and put in one of their publications, do not do this. I got asked on a number of shows, certainly on CNN, and I said, absolutely, this is not what you want to do.
He said, so you came out. All right, he said, goodness gracious. Anyway, so Fauci is now freed. He's freed to say and, you know, be honest with the American people. So Bruce W. Nelson, Mangy Feltbottom or something, I don't know, has a song for him. It's a quickie. Here we go. Take it away, Mangy, or Bruce.
I'm so happy for Dr. Fauci. It was clear that working for Trump made him grouchy. He's respected as a physician. Trump increased the chance he'd need a good mortician. It's apparent Tony's contented. It's more fun working for someone not demented. He looks mellow, he isn't mad now, 'cause he finally got a spot on Rachel Maddow.
There you go. Bruce W. Nelson, that's all you need to know.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with Gotta Laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Every Tuesday we get together with our pal Laffy and shoot the shit about what's going on in the news. So we first got to get her on the line and hope that everything works. Hello.
Yes, you breached the Now That Trump's Gone hotline.
Yay! Hey, woo-hoo! This is our first Tuesday post-Trump. Woohoo!
La. Press one if you think Now That Trump's Gone, the Washington, D.C. KFC will go out of business.
Oh, yeah. Thought it already did. Yeah.
It's a given. Press two if you think Now That Trump's Gone, they no longer have to do the president's daily brief in skits, jingles, or pop-ups decorated with glitter and dried macaroni.
Yeah, and they don't need all the pictures either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Press 3 if you think now that Trump's gone, the White House staff no longer has to address the president as Your Highness, Der Fuhrer, Mr. Handsome, Generalissimo Billionaire McWealth Cash, Stable Genius, not Miss, I'm sorry, most not racist guy ever, the biggest winner, King Humble, or Sir...
Or what? Sir?
Sir Big Dick.
Oh. Little hands, big dick.
Sir Little Hands,
or
big
just
dick.
Sir. He was really enamored with that sir. They would say, sir.
Yep, that's why I threw that in there.
Yeah,
he insisted, he would always tell the sir stories, and they were always lies.
Always. Always. Yeah. Sorry, I just had a sneeze. Oh.
Bless you.
Thank you. It's hot here in Florida today. Today, believe it or not, I know, like, it snowed in Arizona, right?
It
over
snowed
the weekend.
In L.A.
It snowed in L.A.
Well, and, Malibu.
Right. In Malibu, right. My friend Michelle put some pictures up from her home. She lives in Malibu Canyon, and there was snow, not just falling, but on the ground sticking.
Yeah.
And today, hold on, I'm looking, it's 84 degrees here.
Yeah, well, it's cool here. It's in the 50s, and it gets down to the 30s here,
wow,
where I am in Ventura County. Wow. But it hailed, it didn't snow.
But David's son, Max, lives in Phoenix, and he said there was hail there. I mean, it was hailing heavily. So weird weather stuff going on.
It was like in the 80s last week, and then it went to hail this week. So,
right.
And now it's sunny. And it was hailing, and like within 3 minutes, the sun came out after the hail.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's crazy.
It's weird. Anyway.
Cuckoo.
Anyway,
yeah.
So.
Anywho.
You know, did you hear what I said at the beginning? It's strange because there's a flurry of activity. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, so much so that it's hard to keep up with everything. But I don't feel overwhelmed and sickened by it all. Because four years ago at this point, it was one thing after another, and I couldn't keep up with it. And just the thought of trying to understand what he was doing was physically making me ill, let alone mentally. I'm not feeling that way now. I mean,
right.
I there's stuff happening, and I feel like it's good. I'm just sort of blown. I'm not surprised, but I'm, you know, just this again, they're nonsensical. You know, I have it in a tweet, actually. Let me see if I can find this, because somebody worded it perfectly. And I know I retweeted it, so let's see.
It's like, I don't wake up crying anymore.
Yeah,
I don't wake up dreading to read the news anymore. I used to just like, oh, do I have to open up my phone and see what's going on?
Right.
Now I can open up my phone and get mad at some things and happy about other things, and it kind of balances me out. So,
yeah.
Except for there's some stuff going on now that I am absolutely livid about that we'll talk about.
Okay, that the Republicans are doing. I'm talking about the actions that Joe Biden is taking.
No, the Republicans.
Yeah. No, but they are the obstructionists, the just everything.
No, but it's worse than that. It's worse than obstruction. It's sedition.
Yes.
They are supporting. I mean, I have the tweet, but you basically covered it in your opening. They're covering for him. They're covering his sedition. They're accomplices. People died. People died.
Yes,
the insurrectionists swarmed the Capitol and threatened to kill people and wanted to kill people and destroy things and were 1 second from overthrowing everything. And 45 fucking Republicans are fine with that.
I know,
because,
right?
You know, he got impeached a couple of days ago, but now a couple of days later, he's, you know, not president anymore. So sedition's okay.
Yeah, it's amazing. And here's what I said. I wanted to wait until you got here to talk about this. There are, it's one state after another that are backing up the insanity. So for instance, the first one I heard about was Arizona. So the state, the Republican Party of the state of Arizona censured Cindy McCain, the Governor Ducey, and the supervisor of elections, I think, for certifying the vote. And Jeff Flake and Ducey, Jeff Flake and Cindy McCain for endorsing Joe Biden. They censured them.
Ducey's a Trump guy.
He's a Trump guy. Absolutely.
And they censured a Trump guy.
Yes, they did.
Because he did something legal.
Yep. Now, then, let's go to Oregon. The state of Oregon Republican Party passed a formal resolution. Are you sitting down? Calling the attack on the Capitol, quote, a false flag, and comparing it to the Reichstag fire. They're saying, let me see if I can open this.
I heard that one. I almost died when I heard. I was like, I actually had to read that tweet when it flew by, when the news item flew by. I had to go back and read it twice because I thought I read it wrong.
Yeah. The president called only for peaceful voicing of concerns and has repudiated and disavowed anyone who did otherwise that day. The record shows that President Trump in no way incited the violence. Bullshit. So the Oregon State Republican Party is saying this was all people like us who dressed up and went there and stormed the Capitol as a false flag operation.
Except that there's video documentation of not only the Proud Boys. I don't know if you saw, there was a 10-minute video that was launched today.
Yes.
Did you see the Proud Boy? Not the 10-minute one from the other day, but this is a new one. Only the Proud Boys.
This is for, there was one from, damn it.
Yeah, the other day, but this is a new one. This is one by, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, but I can't remember. But it was all Proud Boys. It explains who they are, and then it shows you who they are, and then it takes you, again, TikToking through it like the other video did, and it starts highlighting and showing you the faces every time. It freeze frame with an arrow. Here's this Proud Boy. Here's his name. Okay, his name is this, and now he's behind bars. Now he's this. Now he's that. And, you know, they got this guy, but they didn't get this guy, and it's this long, you know, 10 or 11-minute video documenting the Proud Boys. And one of the things that was also documented, I don't remember if it was in that video or the one before it, saying, we are not Antifa.
Right.
They are saying that out loud. So that those stupid Oregon Republicans can go blow it out their holes.
But wait, there's more. Texas, the state, the Republican Party of Texas changed their slogan to We Are the Storm. We Are the Storm is a QAnon reference to the massacre of Trump's political opponents. The state Republican Party of Texas made that their official slogan?
Yes. Well, look who's been running for office. Look who's in office.
I know.
Look who's... I've got an opening tweet for you that I don't know if you saw it. I tweeted you that I'm adding to this to today's show.
Yes. Okay. And yes.
This is somebody who is holding... Let's start. You want to do that?
Okay.
Are you done with your... with your states?
Well, that, I mean, I know there are more. Those are just the three that I assembled quickly to say, watch out, because as bad as... And now they're talking about, like, March 4th is the day that Trump is going to be inaugurated.
Yeah.
Because like the world was going to end on October 21st of some year, and they're like, oh, our calculations were wrong.
Right.
That's what they're doing now.
Right. It's like the guy who said that the outer space people were going to come and take us all away up to, you know,
whatever
heaven or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. They always move the day up because it never happens because it's all bullshit. But yeah, it's getting exponentially worse, because not only were there always people like that, but there are people now who are being recruited, and those people are going to start running for office more and more. It's extrapolating out. It's awful. It's awful. And it scares the hell out of me. This is nothing to just dismiss.
It is frightening. And you know, people, we need to be aware of what they're saying. Look, it was more frightening when these nut jobs were in charge of the government. At least now they're not. But the Senate is backing them up. It's astounding. They came this close to being slaughtered by those people.
That's what I just put a tweet out. I said, even if Nancy Pelosi and or Pence had gotten killed, these Trump parasites would still be supporting him.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
It is
crazy.
It is. Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. Should we let loose the birdies?
Let loose the birdies.
Yes, the birdies.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
Yeah. So, Laffy.
Whew. Okay. So, I have a bunch of tweets, but this one just popped. It's Andrew Kaczynski, K-File,
yes,
at CNN. Marjorie, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, God. I heard about a lot about her today. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. She indicated support for executing prominent Democrats in Facebook comments. Here's one. In one post from January 2019, Greene liked a comment that said, quote, "A bullet to the head would be quicker to remove House Speaker Nancy Pelosi." Then she started blaming people. After CNN reached out to Greene, her personal Twitter account posted a statement in which she did not deny that she liked posts and replied to comments, but claimed that many people have run her Facebook page. In the comments of her Facebook posts, often promoting the petition, Greene liked a comment that said, "Through removal or death doesn't matter as long as she goes," referring to Pelosi, and another that encouraged Greene to, quote, "beat Pelosi's ass." She liked a comment that said, quote, "Trump already said that there were some great ones working with the FBI, but some have fallen and quite frankly need to be hung for treason," in caps. Another she liked, "These traitors need to be put to death as an example of what will no longer be tolerated in our community." It goes on. I mean, he just has tweet after tweet. "It's a crime punishable by death is what treason is. Nancy Pelosi is guilty of treason," Green said in one speech video of which she posted on Facebook Live. It goes on. So if you go to CNN, I think it is CNN, right? Yeah, CNN.com. And you look under K-File, you'll find this whole article.
Yeah. No, it's the more I hear about this, I hesitate to call her a woman, this thing in a dress.
She's nuts.
She's nuts. She is. So look, I thought that Lauren Boebert was nuts, and she is.
She is. The two of them.
This one is even worse. And there are a few more of them. These are the crazies in Congress. This is why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is scared for her life these days. She doesn't trust her colleagues, nor do I blame her.
No.
Lauren Boebert.
In one Facebook post from April 2018, Greene wrote conspiratorially about the Iran deal, one of former President Barack Obama's signature foreign policy achievements. A commenter asked Greene, "Now do we get to hang them?" Meaning H-N-O, question mark, you know, unquote, referring to Obama and Hillary Clinton. Greene replied, "Stage is being set. Players are being put in place. We must be patient. This must be done perfectly or liberal judges would let them off." I mean, this is insane. I don't know why she's still allowed to walk through the doors.
Because the Republicans embraced her. They could have said, hold on a second, she should not be seated. They could have fought it. They could have challenged her, but they didn't. They welcomed her with open arms. There's
no 140 of them.
Yes. And it gets worse. I mean, I saw this. I just had something up here that was about. Damn it. No, I can't find it. There was a question about, you know, why is it taking them so long to do this stuff? I can't find it now. I just had it up and
why is it taking the Democrats so long to do things?
Yes, exactly.
Well, there's pretty obvious why, because they're blocked at every turn.
Now, they're asking, like, why didn't the Democrats fix everything on day one? Because left it in such a fucking mess.
I posted a thread about that. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I did my own tweet, and then I noticed other tweets saying, okay, he's been in office 6 days.
Yes.
And some, I saw somebody who, like, a journalist who I, you know, recognize. I can't recall who it is. And they said, In fact, it wasn't a journalist whose name I'd even remember, but somebody I've seen, you know, around.
Right.
And they said, "You guys who were scoffing at, you know, why Biden can't get things? He should have planned ahead. He should have He should have gotten things." I mean, wait a minute. How can you can plan all you want, but if you don't have things in place, you certainly can't get anything done. I mean, he's gotten four people finally.
Yes, finally,
approved.
Yes. Because Trump wouldn't admit that he lost the damn election, and so nothing could get started. So when he came to office, he didn't have anybody confirmed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just insane. You can't do something if your hands are tied. It's that simple. Going back to the only five senators that voted not to dismiss, Digby said what you said. So much for the idea that Portman would be a voice of reason now that he's no longer running. And I said... you know, now, of course, a conviction seems less likely or more unlikely than it ever. I never thought it was going to happen, but it seems even more unlikely. And I said, you know, yay for getting played by McConnell press, you know, because he's been playing the press like crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? McConnell, he even said that, yes, this should be an impeachment. Yes, Trump was responsible for this, and he voted against it going forward.
Exactly. So Skinny Man, somebody who tweeted me on this, he said, apparently, inciting an insurrection of their own capital that led to 5 deaths and multiple injuries and could have led to the hanging of Mike Pence is a lot more tame than a female Secretary of State having nothing to do with the storming of an American compound in Benghazi, Libya.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
now here's a perfect example. So I'm on the CNN website and they have, you know, they have their news videos up with a little, you know, caption under what each story is about. And this one, loyal Texas Trump voters want Biden to be less divisive. Excuse me? Excuse me?
To them means you don't agree with them. You don't put into action Trump's laws.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you've got to do what Trump wanted to do. You have to carry on the tradition of Trump in your own administration because that's unity, don't
right.
you know?
Right, because Trump wasn't divisive. He was the most divisive president in my lifetime. And that's saying a lot because I lived through Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. And
he's
the Bushes.
He's a seditionist. How much more divisive
exactly.
can you be?
But loyal Texas Trump voters want Biden to be less divisive. Biden has actually said, I'm your president. Even if you didn't vote for me, I will represent
right.
you. Even if you didn't vote for me, I care about everybody. There are no red states or blue states. There are American states.
Oh, Biden's
Donald Trump
bent over backwards to be
right.
to unify. He's reached out and he's even sort of shrugged off the impeachment, said, go ahead, you guys. That's, you know, definitely go ahead with it. But I'm kind of out of it. I'm moving forward.
Well, that's
forward
what he
now,
should
okay?
be doing because that's his role. He's
yeah.
doing everything is exactly the way he should be doing it. And, you know, and how dare they talk about his divisiveness? I mean,
right.
look at your guy. He's still doing
exactly.
it.
Ugh. Exactly. It's beyond. I know. That's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. I'm just like, I keep typing the word.
Even
Gah.
Hammy is, I get it. Hammy is pissed off.
Yeah, Hammy's barking in the background. I think somebody walked by with a dog. Set him off. So I was
Squirrel.
Last night. I told you privately. Our smoke alarm battery decided to let us know that it needed replacing at 4 a.m. and I never got back to sleep. But it was compounded because it, you know how that does that high beep.
Yep.
So the first time we ignored it, thinking, oh yeah, whatever. And then the second time, well, that set Hammy off. So Hammy starts barking, and that was the end of my sleep.
That's why they tell you. That when you change your clocks ahead or back, you're supposed to change those 9-volt batteries.
It's a 10-year battery. It's been 10 years and we didn't
oh my
know
God.
It. It's our oldest one.
Wow.
We have all 10-year
wow.
batteries
wow.
in our house. All of them. We've changed everyone out so we don't have this problem again.
Wow.
And this one is our Nest. It's a really good one. And I really like it. But it's old and we didn't realize it was that old. So now we have to find, you know, the right batteries for it.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. Anyway,
also,
okay.
I wish I had the newspaper is in the kitchen. We keep it on the, you know, the dining room table. But
yeah.
Miami Herald today,
the
on the front page, I'm going to bring it up and see if it has this story on the front page on the website. Governor's order ignored. Some Miami-Dade cities hospitals offer vaccines to police. Moron death sentence. said that Biden doesn't know what he's talking about. That the plan to bring in FEMA and others to help distribute the vaccines is insane. That mind your own business. Basically, we got this under control.
And
meanwhile,
your
Florida, 50% of the vaccines
right.
on hand have not been distributed yet.
Exactly.
And let me tell you something: I am not eligible to get one yet because I'm under 65. Doesn't matter that I'm 61 and I'm missing the majority of my left lung to lung cancer. Doesn't matter. You're under 65. Doesn't matter if I had lung cancer today. It wouldn't matter if you're under 65, you're shit out of luck. If you're over 65, you can call and get an appointment. We've been trying to make an appointment for David for weeks now. It is impossible.
Oh,
you cannot get in. We finally made an appointment for, I think it's Friday, down at Marlins Stadium, which is way the hell down in Miami. We live in Broward County, big fucking county in Florida. There's a recording. You get through on the recording. It says, leave us your name, your phone number, your information. We'll call you back.
Oh, my God. Well, we don't even have that option.
Ah, thank you. David just brought me the newspaper. So here's the, this isn't the one, though. This, I was looking for the one. Oh, this is another one. Okay, this is another one. Just to show, I heard, told you the one about, you know, death sentence and the vaccines. This is yesterday's paper. Listen to this. Front page, right here. Mm-hmm. If you can see it, it says,
I see it.
Miami's GOP digs in to fight action on climate change.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so let me read you the first paragraph. Miami's Republicans, who represent some of the country's most vulnerable communities threatened by sea level rise and climate change, are more antagonistic than ever toward climate change legislation after President Joe Biden re-entered the Paris Climate Agreement on day one of his presidency. Hoping to build on former President Donald Trump's rise in popularity in Miami-Dade County in the 2020 election, despite his loss nationally, South Florida Republicans are digging in to fight further climate action, even as Miami area environmental groups see opportunities for more gains. They're fighting, mitigating climate change. Miami, you go down there at high tide, it's underwater.
Why are they against it?
Because Joe Biden's a Democrat and Donald Trump pulled out of the Paris Agreement, so they don't want it. So it's just principle.
Yeah, it's just that.
Yeah. There's a group that is a Florida-based climate action advocacy group called the Clio Institute, sent a letter to each of Florida's 27 U.S. House members and two senators a few minutes after the executive order was signed, urging them to push for stricter pollution goals than those contained in the Paris Accord, saying this doesn't go far enough in Florida. We need to go further than what this calls for. And Miami Republicans are saying, nope, we're not doing any of that because it's Biden doing it and Donald Trump.
They're hopeless. It's beyond hopeless.
It's just Florida.
Everybody asked me, well, now that Biden's in, are you going to still try to move to Canada?
Yes.
This is why. This is exactly why. Because look what they're doing with the impeachment vote. Look what they're doing with everything. And it's getting worse with these QAnon crazies. It's getting more dangerous. It's getting insane. I mean, before it was insane. Now it's insane.
It is insane.
So you have to say it louder.
Insane!
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, back to this. Schooley said, Trump will be judged by a jury of his victims, and many of them will still vote to acquit.
It's true.
That's exactly what's happening.
Would it have taken? There was an armed insurrection in the Capitol. We watched the Capitol
happen.
Police officer Eugene, what was his name? Goodman, lead the people away, the rioters,
yes,
the armed insurrectionists who wanted to kill,
yes,
Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi away from the Senate door where,
yes,
they were, right behind the door, in the other direction.
Right.
They would have been killed.
No, but that's not, you know what? It happened after January 20th.
Oh my God.
It happened
God.
After January 20th. It doesn't count.
Oh my
It's
God.
Over. He's gone. He didn't do it. It's like he robbed a bank, but it's the next day, so you can't arrest him anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's like the whole, the Supreme Court. Look, at least the judges didn't play along with Trump's attempt to steal the election and overturn the will of the people. However, the Supreme Court did his bidding yesterday when they threw out two emoluments clause cases against him.
Yep, that's coming.
Okay, all right.
All right. D.L. Hughley tweeted, how the hell are Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz involved in the impeachment trial when they helped incite the riot?
Good question.
Like accomplices in the bank robbery serving on the jury.
Exactly.
Gee.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. All right. So then let's see. Ari Berman. Ari Berman had a partial list. I say partial because people were adding to it and I can't find the additions. But he had a good list. How Biden can reverse GOP attacks on democracy. He can enforce Voting Rights Act at DOJ.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to He can register voters through federal agencies. He can fix the 2020 census. He's trying to do that. He can oust Louis DeJoy with new USPS board. You have to replace DeJoy. That's how that works. And then he could create an Office of Democracy Reform, he said. And there were other things he could do, but that's a partial list. I have other things I want to read to you, so I'm going to cut that one short.
Okay. All right.
I did knock off a few. Okay, this is the one I read to you before. There's this guy that goes by the name Grumpy Geezer.
Okay, he's got Grumpy Geezer?
He's got like a moving animation of a fly on his site. It's sitting on his head, you know.
Okay.
And he did an article that got into a few papers, and it's Downfall. Bunker Boy starts his run for the big house. And here are the first few paragraphs. This is about Trump, in case you don't know.
Okay.
No grace, no dignity, no humility, no magnanimity, no class, no morals, no empathy, no soul. He has no friends, not even a dog. His wife can't bear his touch. His daughter can't avoid it. Devoid of humor, he doesn't make jokes. He doesn't laugh, not ever. An occasional dismal rictus, a necrotic gash in his ochre-lacquered face bladder signifies nothing more than his satisfaction in transacting another con. He's a loathsome coagulation of every human failing with no compensating virtues. A craven coward, a sociopath, a serial rapist, a racist, a quisling, an opportunistic grifter, an inveterate cheat, a deceitful toad, a chronic liar, a shameless braggart, and an ignoramus who lacks curiosity. He doesn't read. He doesn't care. Trump is a ridiculous, combed-over cartoon villain, a deranged clown with a face sprayed the color of hangover piss and toilet paper stuck to his shoe, whose wits are defeated by an open umbrella. Rake the forests, nuke the hurricanes, inject the bleach, water bomb Notre Dame Cathedral, trade Greenland for Puerto Rico. Trump's pompous idiocies are exceeded only by his appalling ignorance. And he goes on. He's British, by the way. He goes on and on. I will I'll keep this up, so if somebody asks me for the link, I won't lose it this time.
Okay.
So I just had to read you that, because it was so, I was like, I orgasmed after that. I needed a cigarette.
Oh, that was great. That was awesome. By the way, one thing I left out of something else that Biden did today.
Yeah.
He ended private prison contracts.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
He certainly did.
That's awesome. I mean,
it is really awesome.
I'm trying to keep track as the day goes by of new things that happen so I can, spell them out at the beginning of the show. And I'm still missing some. But it's a good thing.
There was a list somewhere and I lost it. And unfortunately, some of the things he's doing has to be augmented by legislation.
Well,
everything
that he does by executive action should be then codified in law.
Absolutely.
The reason that he's able to come in and undo so much of what Trump did is because he didn't care. He paid no never mind to Congress. He just did what he thought he could do as emperor and passed it through. And therefore, it can be easily overturned. But if it's codified in law, then they can't. And that's what Biden needs to do. There's no urgency to get it all done today.
But it's true of all these norms. We need all these norms codified, because otherwise, another president will walk all over them. And Trump will get away with even more.
Uh-huh.
Sheldon Whitehouse was talking about expanding the court, and he said Republicans say, we've packed the court to our satisfaction, and we're not having you repack it. That's basically what they're saying. We can pack, you can't.
Yeah.
We can get our judges, you can't get yours.
Well, that's how they do everything. It's okay if you're a Republican.
My buddy online, Robin Messing, he said he was talking about the $20 bill that we're hoping to have now.
That's another thing. They're going to move that along. And finally, because this passed under the Obama administration, that Harriet Tubman was going to be on the 20. And then the Trump people said, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, we don't like black people. So.
Right. Of course.
So Robin said, if any of these white supremacists get upset that Harriet Tubman's face is on the $20 bill, I'll be happy to take those offensive pieces of green paper off their hands.
Exactly. I'll take all of them.
I'll help them. Yeah.
No problem.
I'll be right there with my open hand.
Yeah.
Mehdi Hasan. Mehdi Hasan. DOJ rescinds zero tolerance border policy behind family separations. That's another one.
Okay. Good.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Mehdi said, not open to changing her mind, quote, on one of the institutional pillars of the racist Jim Crow. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't give you the tweet.
No, exactly.
He's talking about this tweet. Hello.
He's talking about Kyrsten Sinema.
He said, yeah, Washington Post put out, for all the focus on Manchin being anti-nuke on filibuster, this is what a spokeswoman for Kyrsten Sinema tells me. Mm-hmm. Kyrsten is against eliminating the filibuster, and she is not open to changing her mind about eliminating the filibuster. So Mehdi said, not open to changing her mind on one of the institutional pillars of the racist Jim Crow era, not open to changing her mind on an issue that could very well cripple the Biden presidency and lead to major Democratic losses in 2022.
Yep.
That's Democratic Senator Sinema for you.
Yes, it is. She is the worst of the worst. To quote Howie Klein, she's worse than Manchin. She is the worst.
She's
Arizona, Arizona, you now have two senators with D's next to their names. It's a step in the right direction, but they're both as conservative as any Democrat can be. I, you know, we don't know enough about Mark Kelly yet, but he is.
He is definitely.
But nothing approaches her. She's a nut job. And can I tell, I remember years ago, do you know, I think yesterday was the 10-year anniversary of Keith Olbermann leaving MSNBC.
Wow.
10 years he's been gone. But I remember he used to have her on his show all the time when she was a state senator from Arizona going up against the then governor and the Your Papers, Please law that they introduced.
Yes.
We've been doing this way too long. And she was like normal back then. And she'd come on. She was all flirty and cute. And then like, I'm this progressive. She gets into Congress and turns out to be, you know, to the right of Tulsi Gabbard.
Right. And don't give me the, well, she's doing what her constituents want, because look at Georgia. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Andrew
Prokop said, speaking of this, the question is, what is something that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Biden all really, really want to become law for which Republican obstruction would be outrageous enough to justify nuking the filibuster? Does such a thing exist?
Good question. Not that I
he
can
said,
think
he goes on to say, it is possible they find such a thing. It is also possible that Manchin, Sinema, and yes, Biden are more comfortable seeing the vast majority of liberal priorities bottled up by the filibuster, that there's nothing they want so badly as to change the rules to get it. And then he goes on and on. But
well, here's the thing. I mean, you know, when we last spoke yesterday, McConnell was still holding up the Senate, you know, basically filibustering the rules to let Schumer and the Democrats take over because they now have the majority. And this is what they were fighting about. McConnell wanted assurances from Schumer that they wouldn't try to nuke the filibuster.
And he got
Schumer
him from
her. No, Schumer gave nothing, but
he got him from her.
Sinema and Manchin both said that they're not inclined to do it. And Sinema then said, I see nothing
I
that
won't.
I would do. I will not. And so McConnell says, well, that's all the assurance I need. Go ahead. We're good. Let's pass the rules change.
Well, let's hope that there's something that they care enough about.
Yeah.
You know, let's just hope that happens.
Yep.
Here's some perspective that, you know, just to make a point that everybody knows, but to put it into numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Ari Berman posted, Senate Democrats represent 41 million more Americans than Republicans. But McConnell was blocking Democrats from taking over so that 41 GOP senators representing 21% of the population can thwart the Biden agenda supported by 70% of Americans.
Yep, it's true. It's true. And this just shows the hypocrisy on the part of the Republicans. This is what they do. It's okay if you're a Republican. If you're a Democrat, you don't enjoy the same rights that we as Republicans have. I mean, that's the way they look at things. It's astounding.
Oh, it's just, it's utter bullshit.
By the way, I have another thing that that Biden said he's going to do today. Yesterday, he rescinded the ban on transgender people serving in the military. Today, he also said he is opening up the exchanges again. So if you lost your job and therefore lost your health insurance, you know, under Donald Trump, we had 6 weeks when you could sign up for insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Joe Biden wants to open up the exchanges like for months to give people a chance to get in. Yes, he did.
That was a biggie. Here's somebody named Momo.
Okay.
Momo says so. Anyway, she's responding to an Associated Press tweet that said the Supreme Court dismisses as moot. the emoluments lawsuits that you were talking about, where Donald Trump illegally profited off his presidency by accepting payments from foreign and domestic officials who stayed at the Trump International Hotel. So she says SCOTUS is compromised. If you criminal, I'm using her words. She uses a lot of nouns, or adjectives or nouns as verbs. So if you criminal and then leave office, the Supreme Court has now created this moot precedence. Criming is now acceptable as long as you've left your employment. Presidents of the United States or CEOs of big corporate now have an out on accountability. And Walter Schaub, my last tweet, agrees. He said that's it, talking about the same thing. That's insane. They're not moot. He still has the money. When any other federal employee violates the emoluments clause, they have to forfeit the money. And then he said the plaintiffs are still out any money they lost to the unfair and illegal competition.
Yeah, and it's not only that. I mean, again, they're saying for future presidents that, you know what, it's fair game. You can do whatever you want, especially in the last few months of your term. Do whatever you want, because we won't have time to prosecute you while you're in office. And once you're out, it's moot.
It's just like it's exactly like the impeachment. You know, the day after, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It just makes no fucking sense. I mean, this is driving me nuts. What? Why do we have laws? Why do we have democracy? It's all gone.
Good question. It's so astounding that these people continue to put party over country, to put their political aspirations ahead of their vow, their pledge to defend the Constitution.
I think it's more power over country.
Yeah,
I think party wouldn't matter to them one bit if they had to, if, like, you know, Trump's trying to...
Right, so make it the Trump party. They'll be the Trump party.
They
don't care about the Republican
party. It's about
party.
The power and the money. And so whatever happens, you know, if Pence had been hanged, in the gallows there, that's really a shame, but it happened yesterday.
Right. And by the way, it was Antifa. It wasn't us.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. So what are you talking about? You should go after Antifa. We'll be behind you if you do that.
Exactly. By the way, the MyPillow guy is now banned from Twitter. Thank you very much.
That was very good. That was the first thing I woke up to today. I always check my feed, and the very first thing I saw was a...
But did you hear one of my favorite stories of the week, just because it's so ridiculous, and I wish I knew who started it. The Daily Mail put out a story that the MyPillow guy was dating Jane Krakowski. Jane Krakowski, who was, you know, on 30 Rock and Ally McBeal, and that they had a hot, torrid love affair.
Is it true?
But it went viral, and everyone thinks it's true. And Jane Krakowski is like, I've never met the guy. And you know me, you know, hey, I'd capitalize on it, but believe me, I never met the guy. So that's my favorite viral story of the week. But I guess we'd need Birdwatch to combat that. You heard about Birdwatch, right?
Yeah.
Birdwatch is something that Twitter has now launched.
Yeah.
A new feature to tap users in a fashion similar to Wikipedia to flag potentially misleading tweets. I tried to sign up for it. Well, I got in. I mean, it said I'll hear from them. But
You have to go sign up?
Yeah, you have to sign up for it because it's a pilot program now. So
how do you, can you send me a link to sign up?
Well, go to follow at Birdwatch.
Okay.
And in their stream, it tells you how to go through the process.
Alrighty.
You have to have not a verified account. You don't need a blue check, but you have to have a two-step verification or so. It's easy. So you can do it. And then hopefully they get back to you and say, all right, you're in.
Oh, here it is. I see it. Birdwatch.
So, you know, because I would like to flag a lot of these tweets that I see. I know you're all over them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I'd be on this like crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could sign up. I thought they had to come to you.
That's how you can throw your hat in the ring. It doesn't mean you're going to get in, but you can try. Yeah, you can try.
If they look at my track record with Whack-A-Trol, they'll like gravitate toward me.
Oh, yeah. I would think so. I would think so. And the best news of all is this weekend, Champ and Major showed up at the White House. There's dogs back in the White House. Yeah.
I love it.
I know. Slowly back to normal, except you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. And the crazy is still there. Donald Trump still is exerting this power over these lemmings who just have shit for brains. It's the only thing I can think of.
They all want to replace him now. They all want to be the next Donald Trump. So whether or not he has power is one thing. Whether they want his power is another.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. We just have to keep the faith, baby, I guess, and keep pushing back. That's all. Gotta laugh. Find her on the Twitters. Oh, we're late. I already missed the ending. I keep trying to get out in time so we're not cut off in mid-sentence on Progressive Voices, and I invariably wind up being cut off in mid-sentence on Progressive Voices.
We kind of get carried away.
Yeah, it's my lot in life. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, Laffy.
Bye.
Bye.